Hello. There we go. Wrong intro.
Wrong intro. Hold up. I got
this. One more. There we go.
Oh.
It's okay. The third.
All right. Hanging with the
boys. Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
What's better than this? Guys being disruptive.
I gotta slide us in.
And we're back.
And we're back. All right. Welcome to the Umami Podcast, the podcast where we break down Asian fusion in the SoCal area. Joined with me, as always, is the ABG Hunter, Kevin Nguyen. And I'm your boy, okay. Travis.
First name, last name, wrong.
And I'm your boy, Travis Thibodeau.
Oh, my God.
We're the podcast that makes you make umami in your pants.
How long have you been sitting on that joke?
I thought of it on my way over.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like that. He sounds like he's been, yeah, that shit ready to pull.
All right, welcome to the ABG Hunter.
I just got a phone call. We know the, you know the rules.
You know the motherfucking rules.
What's up, sexy?
Recording, what's up? You're live on the pod right now.
Oh, shit. Oh, what's for dinner? Good looking.
I don't know. Christina says she wanted crab cake sandwiches.
Oh, damn.
What's up, you about it?
Nah. Let's go.
Why? Why not?
I don't like crab cake.
Hey, you don't like crab? I mean, I still got leftover pork loin, too. I mean, we just get crab cake for her.
Okay, all right, bet.
All right, cool. More than welcome to come over, man. You know that.
All right, cool. All
right, yeah, I'm probably going to be recording for like an hour.
All right, cool. All
right, see ya.
That's probably one of our more tame
phone calls. That was super normal.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, I had one more. It was basically, it was the riffing off the ABG thing. It's like, welcome to like ABG Hunter, the podcast where we break down.
Oh my God. here are my favorites.
Yeah, she's number one. She's gotta be number one.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know,
No.
I think she... He might be like, I think she's Asian.
Okay.
Like, she looks Filipino, you know? I'm going to get this wrong, and this is what do us in.
As your resident Asian,
yeah.
I'll pull up her IG, and I'll let you know what I think.
Yeah, I like Amber Snow.
Amber Rose? No.
No. It's like Amber or something like that. God. She's got a video with Girls Way called.
What the fuck?
I gotta put the specs.
The
scene
specs. Yeah, you're like a middle aged man. Your daughter, she's quite beautiful.
it's M.
Huh? Oh, like, Amber.
Amber. It's your Wi-Fi. I don't really care if I'm looking up porn. Oh yeah, here she is.
Yeah, I think so. I think she's like Thai or Filipino.
Yeah, see, I wasn't way off with that one.
Yeah. Okay. No, you're right.
Yeah.
I think she's Asian.
Yeah. Let's see what it says on her PH profile. Man, we should get her on the pod. That'd be awesome. Beep boo beep boo bop.
As long as our schedule lines up, we seem to have that problem every time we want a guest.
Oh, hell yeah. What's this party mix?
Party mix.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of random.
Yeah, it's like Utz's version of Munchies.
This is tortilla chip and a Cheeto that I picked up. I don't know how I'm jamming to that. I don't know how I feel about this.
Cheese-flavored crunchies, tortilla chips, barbecue-flavored corn chips, nacho pretzel wheels. That's the flavors.
Yeah, I'm not upset.
Yeah?
No, I think, you know, As long as you're not one of those people that picks out.
Oh, no, that's weird, yo. I like everything in here, so I'll just take a pinch in.
Because she does that.
Oh, no.
She'll do that, yeah.
So then you're, like, stuck with, like, peanuts and raisins.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, at the trail mix. You know, she'll eat all the yogurt chips or something and the M&Ms.
It's all the good stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Good old... All right, yeah, you're left with Gorp. Good old raisins and peanuts.
Which aren't bad.
No, I like...
But it kind of defeats the purpose of trail mix. If I just wanted peanuts, I would have just gotten a thing of peanuts.
Yeah.
And if you're going to make your own trail mix, if you're just going to eat the peanuts, just why do it at all? Just get the peanuts.
Yeah.
Speaking of peanuts, oh my God, I have a whole jar of peanut M&Ms.
Oh, brother.
Hold now.
Yeah, you got to go get them.
All right, entertain them. I'll go get them.
All right, folks, we're going to spin some tunes. Now we're on the Bone Zone. Bam, 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 bam. Ah, fuck, I didn't pair. All right, just imagine I'm playing something right now, folks. Oh, I am. Damn, I'm butchering this. Oh, there we go. I think you better quit doing that shit. So come and get it. All right, that was Limp Bizkit. Let's see, what do we got? We do some clapping.
There is nothing that is wrong in wanting you to stay here with me. I know you've got somewhere.
All right, I'm back.
All right. See, I thought that song's called Lay Down Sally, and I thought, because like the chorus is like, Lay Down Sally, and I thought he was saying Way Down South, and I thought the song was like, you know, he's going down below the Mason-Dixon line to like clap some cheeks. Turns out it's not, so.
What's it about?
Like
going down south, like going down
I don't,
to town, you know?
I think he's trying to fuck this chick named Sally. Because, the chorus is, Lay down, Sally, rest me in your arms. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
Oh, okay. So it's a love song.
Yeah.
A ballad.
Yeah. I still think he's trying to, Clapton was trying to beat, you know? So
I feel like that's most country songs.
That was 70s classic rock, bro.
Was it really?
Yeah. Let's find out.
Forgive my ignorance.
Yeah, damn. I love peanut M&Ms. What's your favorite peanut? What's your favorite M&M?
Yeah, probably the peanut ones.
Yeah.
Or the peanut butter.
Oh, have you had the crispy ones?
Like the one with like crunch in it?
Yeah, it's like in a green paper wrapper.
Maybe. I've tried a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
I like the mint ones aren't bad. I like chocolate mint. Some people, you know.
I like chocolate mint, yeah.
Yeah, but some people are like, oh, you just eat toothpaste at that point, you know?
Shut up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, grow a palate, you know?
Like Andes chocolates? The Andes?
Andes. Like the...
The green foil ones?
Oh, yeah, yeah. These are the crispy M&Ms.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try some.
They're good. I like them. They just got like a crispy wafer middle.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, like the Andes or York peppermint patty.
Dude, you know what I found out recently?
Hmm.
Kit Kats. You know the middle of the wafer, that chocolatey center part?
Yeah.
That's like recycled Kit Kats.
Really?
So they're like reject Kit Kats?
Mm-hmm.
They just crush them all up and put that's them smart. Into a layer.
Wow, talk about...
Because it's just chocolate and...
Wafer.
Wafer bits, yeah. Mix in together.
Yeah, that's smart. Way to, like, you know, use
maximize,
your waste.
Yeah, maximize resources. Because, like, you know, other places, man, you goof something up, you just throw it away.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like pizza places, like, if the breadsticks are ugly.
Yeah, they just
discard.
Chuck them.
Yeah, it's just, yep. like, a discard.
Yeah, like, when I was delivering pizza, you know, if they had leftover pizza at the end of the night, it was, like, they were begging people to take stuff. And they didn't take it, they just threw it away.
I mean, that's cool, though, man, because,
yeah.
you know, at least, like, they're trying to do something with the waste, you know, like, big corporate.
Fuck, yeah.
You know, like, oh, if it's bad, throw it away. Like, don't fucking eat it. Don't, like.
Yeah, you can't give it away.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Which, yeah, like, there's always that photo of, like a Dunkin' Donuts dumpster just full of, you know, good donuts. Do you spill, too?
Yeah, we both spill. We don't know how to drink.
Nope.
We're going to end up in a retirement home.
Yeah. Yeah. Hope they just put me down first. Like a lame horse.
Get DNR tatted on your chest.
Sir, this is a routine dental cleaning. Please put your shirt back on.
Do I have to sign a... What are those things you have to sign? Like the fucking liability papers?
Yeah. Hey, if I don't make it, don't resuscitate me.
Dude, I hope Suki has that at his office. The fucking liability papers. All right, I'm going to need you to sign here. Liability photo, you know, in case you die on the table.
Yeah, do dentists pay malpractice?
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, I think you have to have it insured.
Okay.
Because you don't know what the fuck's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Murphy's Law, man. Anything could happen.
Yeah, I mean, like, nobody plans.
Well, that's not Murphy's Law, but, you know.
I shouldn't say nobody. I feel like good people in the medical field don't plan on malpracticing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't wake up and you're like, well, I have 10 patients. Hopefully, good
ones.
Like,
you know, there's always the bad ones that are just like, yeah, let me just fucking, I don't give a fuck. Let's get this dude addicted to Perks.
Yep. Just open him up.
And then I'll refer him to my buddy who's a fucking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up, you know? I mean, so I know somebody that went to go get breast surgery. You know, she wanted a implants.
Oh, yeah.
Went over to Thailand. Went in. It's like, hey, I want C's.
That's it? She just shot from the moon.
Yeah, but her friend, doctor, you know, the plastic surgeon, she woke up with double D's.
Oh, man.
And she's like, what the fuck? And he's like, I just thought you'd look better with double D's. Dude, that's malpractice as fuck, you know? But
hey, you paid the money. I decided, why not bigger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, could you? Yeah, that would suck. I can't imagine. Would that be a good problem to have?
It's not what you want, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's like, is it like getting the car that you want in a different color bad? Or is it, you know?
I feel like you asked for a Civic, but they gave you a Hummer.
Yeah, that's a great.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a great way to. Yeah,
it's definitely not what you wanted. It's like what you know. It's, I guess it's one of those like make what you will of the situation.
You get what you need. Yeah.
You know, if like you fucking hate Hummers, you're gonna hate that Hummer.
Yeah.
Ugh, but if you're like fuck it, I'll drive it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe double D's aren't so bad.
Yes.
Dude, I'm over here munching on, like, fucking M&M's.
I know, I got chips, so this is going to be a real nice ASMR podcast.
Can you hear me crunching?
A little bit.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah, a little bit.
Hmm.
That's all right.
We've been doing this for so long, we still ask, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me in the mic?
At least now we don't have peaks to look at. We're like, oh, look, there they are. Now we're just like, well, we can hear each other, so let's hope for the best.
Right? That's crazy. I can't believe we used to do this without headphones.
Yeah. It feels so barbaric, like how our old setup was.
Yeah, a bunch of fucking like pagans.
Yeah.
With their fucking like karaoke mics.
If that, man. These are like mics you give to a little kid.
Yeah.
They were fucking. But, you know, when we first started, we got a good deal. So what can you do? Oh, shit.
Yeah, the only thing we're goofing is just, you know, linking up schedules and shit because, like, I'm busy as fuck. You're busy as fuck.
Yes.
But did you ever find out if you had a photographer?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay, you guys got one set up. Cool.
Yes. Speaking of podcasts.
Florist, wedding cake, I got connects, man. Let me know.
I'm doing I'm getting 2 sheet cakes from Wegmans.
Oh, really?
I joke about it, but that's probably what we're going to do.
Hey, you know, shit, as long as you guys are happy.
Or a who makes Fudgy the Whale? Carvel. A Carvel ice cream cake.
Fudgy the Whale?
You know who Fudgy the Whale is?
Who the fuck?
He's like a fucking, come on, man.
You know.
Hey, come on, it's Fudgy the Whale here.
No, I don't know Fudgy the Whale.
Fudgy the Whale.
Sounds like a sex thing.
I'm trying to put my whale in some bitch's fudgy. What?
see me spray. What's that shit called?
Don't touch my blowhole.
Yeah, exactly. It's dangerous.
It's paid off.
The fuck is that?
It's a fucking ice cream cake shaped like a whale.
Why?
I don't know. Yeah, that's Fudgy the Whale from
Carvel. To a whale of a dad? What the fuck?
I don't think you can get your own message put on there. I don't think I'm going to get a wedding cake that says to a whale of a dad.
I don't know. I would have put something like, you know, so you failed your bar. Oh, whale.
Oh, whale.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's, you know, put some comedy.
It's gold, in it. Jerry. Yeah. Carvel. That's what I want for, damn, they got Fudgy the Whale drinks. What the fuck? It's a beer? Ooh.
Ew. Ew. Chocolate beer. That doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah.
I think they have them.
If you're into that stuff, man, you know. I don't like IPAs and stuff like that. I think it's...
I mean, IPAs are just kind of gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the whole...
There's like, you know, a handful that I'll be like, oh, that's not bad. No, but for the most part...
It's all gross.
Yeah.
Just give me a fucking light beer, man. Yeah, you know?
Pass me a Yingling or a Corona.
Yep. Or a Modelo with the fellows.
Modelo.
Modelo time. I had a fucking huge Modelo at this Mexican restaurant.
Like a 40?
It wasn't a 40. Like, I think it was like 26 ounces of beer.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, so it's not like the little like Modelos you normally see.
No, it came in like a huge beer glass.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. The lady's like, how big do you want? And I'm like, she's like naming them off. I'm like, yeah, 26 sounds great.
26 is huge.
Yeah. That thing came out. I was like, oh, shit. That's a lot of beer.
Yeah. And usually it's like 12, 16 ounces like your standard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, live and let learn.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, so what was happening yesterday? You're like, listen, I can't record today. In about 30 minutes, the shots are going to be calling.
Oh, yeah, because football started football. At 3.
Who played yesterday?
What? Who played?
Yeah.
Let's see. So it was the divisional championship game. So for the AFC, the Chiefs and the Bengals played. And then for the NFC, the 49ers and the Rams. Bengals won, and the Rams won. So that who will be playing in the Super Bowl. Folks, go to mybookie.ag and use code GUYSBEINGDUDES to place your first bet risk-free.
Did you say risk-free bet?
Yeah. That's like super all these
super contradicting, though.
Dude, that's what all these fucking like online sports bets are doing to get people in the door. They're like, use this code, you get like... You know, your first bet's risk-free, yada, yada. Or, like, we'll match, you know, ever how much you put down. Mm-hmm. Up to a point. Like, they're not going to.
Yeah, it'll be, like, up to 50 bucks.
Yeah. Like, my bookie was doing that for a while. My bookie's, like, an illegal one. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not illegal. It's more, like, shady. Fuck. I can see it. They're blue. And it's going to come to me. But, yeah, like, all these sports, because, like, you know, gambling's legal now.
Mm-hmm.
And,
thank you, Trump.
Yeah, thanks, Trump. And then, yeah, it's, yeah, that's all that, like, it's all it is, man. They're just trying to get you in the door and take your money.
Why did they decide to make sports gambling legal again? Is that just so the government takes a cut? Right? Yeah.
Because
that's considered income.
Yeah. Great question.
Right? No, it's not. Because you go to the casino, you gamble, you don't get taxed.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how that worked, like why they legalized it, but it kind of just came out of like the random last 2 years. Because there's no like big gambling lobbyists, you know, pushing to.
Yeah, just one day he just signed, he's like, hey guys, gambling's, you know, yeah, legal
you
now.
Can, yeah, you can, yeah, online gamble at sports books now.
Yeah.
We'd have to get, like, a real, like, degenerate on who likes to sports gamble and talk about it. Because I don't really know anything about that world.
Yeah, you know? I just remember hearing it's, like, it's legal now. It's like, oh, interesting.
Cool. This doesn't affect my life at all. Mm-hmm. Except now every, like, if you watch sports, it's like, oh, go to DraftKings.com or Caesar. Like, dude, all the fucking casinos in Vegas are opening up bookies. Caesars has one. The Wynn has one.
MGM.
MGM.
Just any big casino.
Yeah, MGM. MGM has Jamie Foxx as their spokesperson.
Yeah.
Yep. Caesars has a J.B. Smooth, so. I don't know. It just feels like that's all it is now. It's like, hey, pussy, put down $5 and win 200 if you bet the money line for today's big game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whack.
It is whack. Until the, you know, mybookie.ag starts paying us.
I mean, like, I was betting, like, last year, like, last year's Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I was betting last year's. I lost. I put, like, $100 down on just who would win.
Mm-hmm.
Lost it.
Sucks, man.
Yeah, because I went with the, I think last year was an upset. It was an underdog.
Who won last year?
Who the fuck won last year?
No, I think Tom Brady won last year.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Shit, man.
Do the internet. Yeah, you're right. That would be nice. On the TV, just Google it. I'm hoping this year the Bengals, I don't know, it's tough because, like, I like both quarterbacks for these teams, so. Mm-hmm. Last year's Super Bowl, who won? Yeah, the Bucks won it. Bucks versus Chiefs, and the Chiefs. Yeah, so technically it was an upset because were up. The Chiefs were favored by 3.
Yeah, I was going for the Chiefs because I remember them winning.
Yeah,
the previous year, and I know like they've got a good track record lately.
Yep. Yeah, they were on pace to go to the Super Bowl again, but
what happened?
Joe Burrow beat them, baby. I bought, because since Joe Burrow's going to the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. I bought some like fake buffs. they're like $14 sunglasses, so I'm very excited to get them. Yeah, let me find that link for you, folks.
Yeah, one of my uncles is like huge into sports betting.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like joking about like I guess he like hit big on like a game he did.
Oh, okay.
He's a Skins fan, but he came
it's
out
a tough,
like,
it's a tough franchise to be a part
yeah,
of.
Yeah, but I guess he won really big in a fucking mm-hmm. on his bet, and he's like, "Yo, I'm gonna go get like this team's jersey now. You know, get ready." I'm like, "What?
They're changing their name,
Skins."
Mm-hmm. So they, you know, they're no longer the Skins
again.
What?
What are they going to be, like the Bullets or the Capitals or something?
No,
I thought they're Washington football team.
Yeah, but now they're changing that.
Yeah, because Washington football team is like a long...
Yeah, but you know what? Yes, but they're changing it. Well, so it's supposed to be like this big fucking secret, right?
The Wizards?
The Wizards are their basketball team. Yeah, these are the ones I bought.
Two Wizards. Oh, God.
I was wishing they'd stick with like the...
Oh, what the fuck? What are these?
They're technically... Those are the sunglasses is technically called a buff.
Mm-hmm. Very square.
Yeah, square wire. Well, traditional buffs have like a thicker sides. But like, I'm not buying Cartier buffs. As
well, yeah,
a
I mean, you know, because you don't even know if you can pull it off, first of all.
Yeah, like this is literally just get me to, you know, wear them at the Super Bowl.
Just give yourself the look.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I like them, I might wear them to Suki's ball thing.
Oh, yeah. Dude, oh, my God. Speaking of Suki's thing, so, yeah. You know, a lot of things are in motion for me right now. You know, got the upcoming internship.
Yeah.
Thinking back on it, should probably not have been talking about my favorite porn stars. But anyways, we're here. If anybody asks, I do not.
That was your twin brother.
Yeah, exactly. My alter ego.
Yeah. I bleeped out, like, I went through last week's episode and just bleeped out where you worked, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yep.
Let's just go back and bleep out the names again.
Yeah. That's going to be funny. Oh, my favorite's beep, beep, beep.
It'll be like, oh, yeah, what about beep? Yeah. Perfect.
Folks, we're getting less lazy with it.
Yeah, we're starting to protect our identities.
A little too late in the game.
Yeah, it's like, imagine if like Batman, you know, in reverse.
Yeah.
Instead of hiding, you know, he's like Tony Stark, but like slowly just pulling back on the cowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm a lot more conscious about like, you know, my social media presence and stuff
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I never thought I would be in this kind of industry. You know, I was kind of just like, this is it. I'm going to work in the food industry until I die.
Yeah.
But now that I'm here, I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, maybe I got to tone
shit.
It back.
Shit.
Anyways, yes. Well, as I was saying, sorry. Though, you know, Suki's thing going on, you know, like, you know, my internship's coming up. And I bought a suit, I think if you remember, like 8-9 months ago.
Uh-huh.
Like back in like May, June, something like that. And that motherfucker don't fit.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
Dude, I wore it once, maybe twice. I wore it once when it fit nice, and I was like, sweet. Second time, tight as fuck. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yep.
So
I know. Yeah, I know what that's like.
Yep. Man. And then the last time I tried to put it on the pants, pants don't even button. There's no way. No fucking way.
Damn. So you have to get new pants? Or?
I had to get a whole new suit, man. Even the suit jacket was tight.
Fuck.
Yeah. So your boy been putting on a lot of weight.
Putting on the LBSs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it happens, man. Yeah.
I mean, it's a happy weight, though, you know.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Yes.
But yeah, so I just balled out on $400 on a new suit.
Big pimping, man. But, that's awesome.
Nah, I mean, like, you know, like, for the price, you know, the dude, I think he remembered me. So he was like, oh, shit, like, yo, what's up? And I was like, yo, what's up, boss? You know, he's like, yo. You know, I was like, yo, fucking, I'm going to pick out a suit for you. I'm going to cut you a sweet deal, right? Like, trust me.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, all right, I got you. And, so it was already like, it was like $560 for just the jacket. It was like another like almost $200 for the pants. Alterations was going to be like just almost around 60 bucks.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, all right, fuck the pants and fuck the alterations. Not going to charge you for that.
Wow.
You know, it's a $560 jacket. Fuck that too. I'm going to give you everything for $400.
Wow. What a pimp.
Yeah. So I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, you know what? Like, you know, usually I haggle for this shit, but like, you know, I'm not even going to, you know, I'm not going to argue with you, man.
Full suit, $400.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Tailored.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good, man.
Yep. Sweet little Vietnamese lady was helping me out too. So.
What color is it?
Just black.
Ah, jealous.
Like a charcoal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you get one, man? Dude, you go to the, go to my spot. That's the same spot.
I don't know. I think I can get one.
I mean, you need to get one sometime this year.
Well, a black one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For your big day. Are you guys doing a traditional big day? You know, you're going to rent out a gown, like a wedding dress and a suit, and then take some photos, or?
No. I mean, we'll probably take photos, but I don't think, like, she's going to wear a gown, and we're going to do that whole thing.
Oh, okay. So it's just going to be, like, the wear your nicest clothes photos.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay.
Which I have an excellent navy blue suit.
Those are clean.
Yeah.
Those are clean. Yeah. Hell yeah. White shirt, gold tie or something.
Yeah.
That'd look clean as hell.
Yes.
I like it. I'll let you borrow my watch.
That'd be nice. I've been looking at, like, Casio sells, like a gold watch.
Dude, Casio's got so expensive.
Yeah, it has.
Like, the fucking, like, past, like, 20. I remember 20 years ago, man. Walk around. You could see Casios in, like, the fucking Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Unless I'm getting my watches mixed up, but it's like the square ones. You know what I mean?
Like this.
Yeah, like the Casio looking. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see them. Yeah, they're like Walmart brand. But now they're like fucking so popular.
Especially with streetwear, they're hip right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because like, you can get a Casio gold colored watch for like, you know, like $40. So I was thinking, I'm like, damn, do I just want to get a little cheap, you know, cheap gold, that's in quotes, watch?
What do you mean, like the Casio?
Yeah, just get like the gold.
How much are the gold Casios?
They're like $40.
Nah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Dude, well,
it's not gold. It's colored.
I was looking at them the other, probably like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Like, that Casio looked really nice. I saw my friend wearing one. I was like, maybe I should get one. And it was like expensive.
Oh, wait, never mind. It's like $65. Still. Like these?
Yeah.
$65. Uh-huh. That's a little more expensive than I wanted to. But yeah. I was thinking like, maybe that'd be funny. Like, got the gold Casio, got the gold chain going. That'd be sick.
Man, what the fuck was I looking at?
I don't know, bro.
I think it was like $200 when I was looking at one. Yeah.
Damn. You're thinking of Cartier. They both start with a C.
No, it was not a Cartier.
Cartier glasses won't even peek at you.
Fuck no.
I was thinking about,
holy shit, they're only 65? Yeah, maybe I might get one then.
Yeah, let's get them together. We'll be matching. Mm. We wear it to Suki's ball.
There you go.
So, be like, watch, buddy. Dude, I'm going to look fly as fuck, man. I got those fake buffs, the gold glasses.
Oh, my
the
God.
Gold watch.
People ask you, he's like, oh, you're Suki's friend. What are you in? Just be like, entertainment.
I'm about to be in your mom, bro.
Anthony Colton, nice to meet you.
Yeah, how the hell are
you? You won't.
No, I won't say that. I'm too much of a bihotch, as the French say. Oh, man. Yeah, dude, I'm excited.
Like, hey, how you doing, man? Hey, listen, it's not man, it's doctor.
Right, yeah, right? I didn't go to medical school to be called man.
What do you think of that? Like, the people that are, like, super, like, sensitive about their titles?
That's
like, on one hand, yes, it took, like, 6 to 8 years to earn that.
Yeah. But on the other, it's like, calm down, dude. It's not that serious.
Yeah, you know, it's like you and, like, fucking, like, you know, 25% of the country.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I don't know, because, like, if I was a doc, like, yeah, I think, like, the first year, like, first couple years...
You'd be, like, writing that shit.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, yeah, brother, I'm fucking Dr. Colton.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, you know, by, like, the fifth year, I'm like, bro, just call me fucking, you know...
Whatever.
Call me T-Bone, you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
That's great. I don't know, because, like...
Folks, let us know in the comments what you'd do.
So, my cousin, he... brought up this story, so it was one of those, like, am I the asshole?
I got a great quote about that.
So, this story basically goes, the bride, right?
Yeah.
She's asking this because her in-laws are very sensitive.
Okay.
And I guess they've got, like, low self-esteem or something.
Okay.
But her parents are doctors.
Based.
But to... help the in-laws save face, quote-unquote,
mm-hmm.
She sent her wedding invitations to her parents as Mr. and Mrs.
Okay.
But the parents...
are like, hell no, we're doctors.
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck?
Oh, weird.
They're like, and like the dad was like, I'm disappointed in you.
Ooh.
And so, like, so now I'm asking you.
Yeah. You're asking me?
Yeah, like, who's the real asshole?
Good, you know, good intentions, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like the dad's kind of being an asshole about it. Like, the drop the disappointed, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of, I don't know. I don't think the crime meets the punishment or however that saying goes.
Yeah.
But, like.
I agree, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like to play devil's advocate, you mm-hmm. know, worldwide view. There's definitely some miscommunication in there somewhere.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Between, like, her and her parents and stuff.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, too, fucking in-laws, like, dude. What's the issue?
You say they're insecure?
Yeah, but, like, that's, like, a personal problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
I can't imagine being...
It's just, like, a weird... There's so many, like, different angles that you could look, you know, pry this apart at.
Yeah. I don't know. That's interesting. They're insecure as, like...
like, they feel like they haven't accomplished...
as adult, like... you know, I mean, like, duh, we're adults, but, like... I feel like by midlife, I'm like, yeah, you know...
like, I mean, your soon-to-be wife is... you know, she's a doctor, basically.
Yep.
You know, our best friend, also a doctor. But, yeah. Like, I would never, like, look at them and be like, oh, my God, like...
why am I not that?
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I know why I'm not like that, because I'm fucking lazy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know. I think the dad's being an asshole on this one.
You think it's the dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, the punishment doesn't fit the crime, so to speak.
Yeah. But also, I mean, like, the way I argued it, because my cousin was saying, he's like, bro, if I fucking, you know, if I was a doctor, like, yeah, hell yeah, call me fucking doctor, bro. Yeah. Put some respect.
Respect on my name.
Yeah, I'm like, well, you know, it's like you kind of just being a douche, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, if like you play for the NBA, you just got to remind everybody that you play for the NBA.
Right.
You know what I mean? You just come off as like a douche. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And, yeah, I don't know. I think... you know, parents got to get off their high horse. And the in-laws got to just fucking stop being bitches.
Folks, we're having a... yep.
But I'll just go on my spiel. I'll rant. But yeah, I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's their wedding. You know, they should have it the way they want to have it. you know, who the fuck cares what the fuck you're called? God damn it. You're there for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Technical difficulties.
I'm singing with the boys.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Okay. I'll just sit up. I won't lean back. Okay.
What's better than this? Guys, good.
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry, folks. My mic was coming off the...
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What do you think this says?
What?
On that sticky note. That looks like an A. Well, yeah, but I couldn't, like, if... I couldn't pick
that. I mean, it took me, like, a minute.
Yeah.
The first one, I was like, is that an A?
That's what I thought. It looks like an A.
Yeah. I was like, Atana.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I thought it was Atana.
And I was like, who the fuck? And I saw... And I was like...
And
I was like, isn't that Anthony's friend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shout out. Who will be getting censored.
Yeah.
Everyone getting censored, boy.
Yo.
Yes. Weddings. Changing subject, but pivoting, whatever. Lunar New Year. It's tomorrow, technically.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's tomorrow.
Woo. So shout out all our lunar people out there. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you. Just for saying that, everyone's going to Venmo you $1 now.
Yippee! That's more than we'd make on this fucking episode.
But yeah, so
shit.
Do you remember that meme I sent the group chat? And it was like, when your best friend's Vietnamese. And you had all the people like throwing down money.
Yeah.
Dude, you guys should get hip to that.
How do you, like, and so it's a board.
Yes.
It's 2x3, so it's 6 circles.
Yep, so you got 6.
Just break it down, bro.
6 pictures on there. Yep. So there's a deer, gourd, chicken, fish, crab, and a shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
And so 6 pictures, a dice, 6 sides. You have 3 dice. And you throw down your money on which picture that you want.
Okay.
To come up. You know, it's kind of like roulettes, but with dice.
Got it.
So if one of the dice hits, the banker will match what you put down. So if you put down $1 and you get one of the dice matches,
mm-hmm.
he'll match you $1.
Okay.
If 2 dice hits, he'll match you twice.
Ah.
So you put down $1 and 2 dice hit, he'll pay you down $2.
Right.
Vice versa, you know, et cetera, et cetera, with 3. So, and it's not limited to $1.
Right.
Know, I've seen people go like $20, $100.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
And if none of them hit, you're out.
If none of them hit, then the house wins. Yeah. So whoever's the banker, they'll like take that money.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So it's fun. It gets competitive too. And that's just like the basic style. That's like the baby way to play it.
Right.
That's the way I've always played it just because, you know, it's, you know, kids in the family.
Yeah.
And my family's not huge into gambling.
Right.
But Christina's family loves gambling.
They like to throw down.
Yeah. They're a gambling family. They like gamble with each other. I mean, you can see the cards still. There's like a Vietnamese card game they left here. And but yeah, so there's other rules. So basically what you can do is
mm-hmm.
you can move someone else's money to another picture.
And
if it hits, you get to keep that money.
Because you moved it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Basically, you're playing with other people's money.
Okay.
But if the picture that they hit it on
mm-hmm.
hits, then you got to pay them out. Because now, technically, what they were supposed to get. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. But if you both win,
right,
then you just pay them the difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. How much money do you think we would need to have to be the house?
A couple $100. Depending on how many people are playing.
Yeah.
The more the merrier, honestly.
Right.
I think it's the most fun, 6+ people.
Okay.
Any less than that, you're just kind of like, eh.
Pass around the same $4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you just like losing. You know, it's just not, it's stale.
Sorry, this Dr. Pepper got me thinking like, maybe we should host a Lunar New Year party. Be the house.
Yeah, I mean, it would be cool. Yeah. That's the one game that I'm, that's you know, synonymous with the holiday,
mm-hmm.
at least in Vietnamese culture. We love playing that shit. I love playing that shit.
Yeah.
But when you get like 10 people playing it, you know, people moving money back and forth, right. high energy. People are like, you know, like, yeah, you know,
yeah,
it's awesome, man. It's just good fun too. You know, it's like you only play like $1, $2 at a time.
Right.
The past couple days, I'm down like almost $100.
Sucks.
Yeah, you know, but it's all in fun.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Just money.
Yeah. You know, it's just gambling in general. The highs are high and the lows are low.
Yep.
Yeah. But it's just fun.
Yes.
And then seeing the kids, you know, teaching the kids too. Like, yeah. you know, I've got a lot of younger cousins and stuff. And,
cousins.
You know, one of them, you know, little girl, she's like 4 or 5 tops. She doesn't know how to play. So, like, you know, whenever she did play, though, she always hit. And, dude, we were gassing her up.
Luck.
Dude, yeah. And we were just gassing her up so much that she, you know, core memory type shit for her, you know? So I think, it's just cool just passing down the tradition, you know, like
bringing people together, passing down traditions. Exactly. That's what being human's all about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was fun, man.
I bet.
It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Definitely gateway drug, though, to gambling. Nah, for real. I think that's where, like, my gambling.
You start playing that game, and next thing you know, you're betting your mortgage on the Bengals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, my fear of financial instability is so much stronger than my love for gambling, though.
Yeah. Unfortunately, for some people, it's flipped.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
See, I hate losing so much that it's like, you know, like, I'll lose once on gambling and just be like, fuck this. I never want to do it again.
Yeah. I mean, I've got family members that are the opposite. They start losing, they're like, fuck this, all in.
Man, that's
some cojones. And then they lose again, they're like, let me go to the ATM real quick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can count on one hand how many times I've won at a casino, and that's one time.
Oh, that one time we went?
Yeah. But, like, I don't go to the casino that often, so, like, I think out of 5, I've won once, which is about right.
I mean, you know, it's like hit or miss. You know, there have been days where I
guess
started
off. Never miss, huh?
Oh, my God. But, it's like, God. I think my best, you know, the craziest shit I ever did was, you know, I started off with like $20.
Yeah.
And I made it up to like 600 plus.
Ooh wee.
And then I lost it all, and then I lost another 200 on top.
See, my rule of thumb is like, if I double my money, I'm out. Like, that's
a good rule of thumb. You know, like, shit, you know, like,
you don't win.
Win's a win.
Yeah. Like, you don't win a lot because, like, you know, if you only put $20 down, you win 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know people that have gone, you know, played for a few hours and he walked out with like $3,000.
Be a nice little payday.
If not more.
Yeah. Yeah. See, it's like a lot of things, you know, to get good at it, you have to like continuously do it. I'm sure I told the story on the pod, but like the one bachelor party I went to was at a casino.
Yeah.
And like fucking everyone's winning, bro. Doesn't matter. Slots, cards, like, doesn't matter. Everyone in the group's winning but me.
Oh, shit.
And so, the groom at the time, he put, like, $100 in the machine. All in, one hit. Like, tripled his money.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and there's me, like, I'll put my $5 in, and I lost $4.95.
Oh, shit.
And, you know, it costs more money to print the ticket for 5 cents than what it's worth. Yeah. So, I remember being like, God damn it. Why does everyone win but me?
So, sort of miss. I mean, you gotta, you know. Usually, like, you know, you go in, you just like chilling. You know, if you go in the mentality, it's like, yeah, I'm here to fucking make money.
Yeah,
you're gonna lose.
Yep.
You know, because you got, you know, like whenever I go to the casino, it's just fun.
It is fun going.
I'll go.
Loud.
I'll go in with like, you know,
smells like smoke.
Yeah, $200-$300. You know, that's like, you know, I'm ready to lose that money.
Yeah.
So I don't really give a fuck how I play with it.
I like the way the MGM and the National Harbor set up.
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like it's a fair mix of table and slots. Because, like, the Dubuque casinos, man, it's like 90% slots, 10% card games.
I like tables, though. I like I'm a table game kind of guy.
Same. Like, I'd much rather play blackjack or
blackjack, roulette.
I don't like poker. I don't like the way casinos do Texas Hold'em.
What do you mean?
So, you know how, like, when you play Texas Hold'em with your friends or a group, it's like, you know, like, some hands you don't have to pay to get your cards. Or like you get your cards and then you pay.
I've never had that.
Oh.
What do you, I know what you're talking about. The, you know, the ante. There's always an ante, big, small.
Right.
Big blind, small blind.
Right.
And
everyone else has to chip in.
You get dealt out.
Yeah.
And you get to look.
And then like you get your river,
the turn,
and all that. Mm-hmm. Casinos just do it weird. It's like, oh no, so yeah, the way casinos do it is like you bet once, you can't bet again after you like get the river. If that makes sense.
Once the river comes out, that's it.
Oh, like I mean, like you put your like to play, right? Let's say it's $5, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like you put your $5 in. That's how much you're playing with. You'll get your two cards. They'll do the river.
Oh, you can't raise.
Yeah, you just play it out.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Nah, that's stupid, man.
It is dumb. Cause it's like, well,
it's
you know.
Not like, yeah, it's not like a tournament style where you're trying to, like, kick everybody out.
Yeah, because, you know, like, you could have, you know, a two and an ace. The river comes out. You got a two and an ace. Now you're sitting, you know.
Yeah, because then you're not bluffing at that point.
Right, because then you know. You're like, okay, well, I obviously want to raise because I have two pairs, like, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. The last two casinos I was at does not let you raise, so.
Okay, so, like, if everybody's in, you know, everybody pays $5, and then...
That's it.
You know, the winner just gets paid...
What everyone else... Or
do they get the whole table's pot?
No, sorry, they just get back what they put in.
Yeah, okay, yeah. See, that's how the casino makes their money, then.
Yeah. So, that I'd much rather just play blackjack, or... I've never done roulette, because that feels more like... chance then.
It is chance, but it's fun watching the ball spin around. I mean, that's why I play. It's simple. I don't have to think.
I remember, dude, when I was working at my school's gym,
mm-hmm.
like motherfuckers would be like, oh, like Friday night, they're like, bro, I'm going to the casino. I just got paid. I'm putting everything on 23, Jordan's number.
What the fuck?
And it was like every 2 weeks, this one guy was like, it's like, yep, I'm putting it all on Jordan.
Where the fuck's his money coming from then?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if he's putting his whole paycheck down, then...
Yeah. And dude, you get paid dick working for the school. You maybe scraped $500.
Oh, yeah.
And that's... Yeah, that's like putting in overtime. So, it was crazy. Yeah, I just remember that dude was like, 23, doesn't matter. Jordan's number. I'm like, hey, you can't be that great, man. Like, you're still working here.
Yeah, one of these days.
Yeah. Yeah, one of these days.
Oh, my God. So last time I was at the casino, I think I saw this dude hit like $30,000.
Oh.
On the roulette.
I'd like, oh my God.
He put in like probably like $1,000 on one number.
Got 30.
It was like a fat stack.
Yeah.
Like, you know, fat stack. And then he had like all the corners and the sides of that same number too. Like it was his favorite number and he fucking hit it.
Dude, I like knowing my luck, like I would like, I'd hit, get like win 30 G's and then I just die of a heart attack. Because I'm so ecstatic and just keel over.
Just fries from all the serotonin.
Yep, just... And the casino's like, great, we don't have to pay this guy out.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do. We'll start our own casino, and the winners, we just beat the shit out of them until they don't want it, you know? Like, here, come to this back room for your winnings, and you just tune them up and be like, do you really want your money? And just keep beating up.
Yeah, and just be like, hey, if you go through the gauntlet, you get double.
Please sign these waivers.
Yeah, it's just like a fucking...
It's an NDA.
It's just crossfire.
Yeah. Just a dark room, and you're just getting...
You survive this bird shot to the chest.
We'll double your money.
Point blank, we'll double.
Yeah, it's like our own Squid Games.
Yeah.
Except no one really wins. That's still a show I haven't seen.
Squid Game's good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Stuff stresses me out, man. I don't want to, like, you know...
Oh, you don't like thrillers? Like, edge of your seat?
I've like, turned into a big softy now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, you know the scene where, like, they're, like, with the, it's not a cookie, but, like, they got a...
Yeah, they got to scrape out the shape, the Dalgona.
Yeah, and, like, that one chick's broke, like, right in front of that guard, and he just fucking domes her.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a little too much. Like, that is, like, that's, I don't know. It feels like it's too much to watch now.
Are you, like, really empathetic? Like, if that was me.
Yeah. I'm sensing the vibes are really bad right now. An empath.
Your chakras are, like, all over the
place. Whoa, dude. Let's put the gun down and let's try meditating and finding ourselves.
Why can't we just hug it out?
Yeah. Is money really why we're here?
Yeah.
Yeah. As an empath, I really feel like the situation's bad.
Yeah. I mean, the whole reason that they fucking were able to make all that money was because they were harvesting the losers.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
That's why they would dome them and then just fucking...
Oh, you get the guts.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how they made their money. Otherwise, the whole coordinator is just like a shitload of fuck you money.
Fuck you, I'm rich.
Actually, no, that's not true. I don't want to spoil it.
I don't care, so...
Well, I think there were some guards that were like, yo, we're just throwing these bodies away. We can harvest them and sell their organs. But I think...
it's the black market.
Yeah, but I think it was like it was more of like a rich dude, like a bunch of patrons would pay for entertainment.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, it was like a secret society that wears masks. And
Right? Yeah. Exactly.
Kind of Eyes Wide Shut, if you ever seen that one.
Nope.
It's weird. It's a Stanley Kubrick movie.
Yeah.
It's got Tom Cruise and Tom Cruise's like first wife in it. Very weird.
Okay.
I remember watching it. I'm like, this is going to be awesome. This is like a Stanley Kubrick movie. He's like one of the goats. And I'm watching him like, damn, this movie's just about like secret societies just fucking. It's just, you know?
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah. And you're seeing Tom Cruise's wife just get railed like half the movie.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's very weird.
Okay.
Interesting. But like, if you're horny.
Is he like cuck or whatever? Watching.
No, so he thinks his wife was cheating on him.
Mm-hmm.
So like, the scene where you're like, you see his wife just keep getting railed. It's him thinking that happened. So you're kind of like, oh, did this really happen? Cause I don't know. Like, you'll have to see it.
The fuck?
It's interesting.
I'm good. I'll pass on that. I mean, dude, Christina Nicole made Kidman, us watch.
That's who it is.
This like fucked up movie last night.
What was it?
I See the Devil or something like that. It's a Korean.
Oh, okay. Thriller. I heard Korean like shit like that is real fucked up.
Oh, I mean, but it's so good though.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's on Amazon.
Amazon?
It's like 4,000 something reviews, but it's like 4.5 stars. So you know it's
pretty
good. Yeah. But man, that shit was like
scurry.
It's like thriller. Not scary, it's just like fucked up. It's just one of those like serial killer.
Mm.
And then like the cop with the revenge story.
Damn.
Yeah, just think of like John Wick.
Dude, I'm excited for John Wick.
Yeah, but basically the whole premise of the movie is like he finds out who it is.
Right.
And now he's just got this vendetta and basically he wants to punish this dude and make his world hell.
He's a loose cannon cop.
Yeah, he would catch the dude
and
just like constant catch and release.
Okay.
But each time the dude is like more fucked up.
And you're watching it through the detectives?
Yeah, I mean, you're just seeing it through, like, the story.
Who's fucking up who? The serial killer's fucking up the detective?
The detective's fucking up the serial killer.
Got it.
Because the serial killer, like, killed his wife or whatever.
Got it.
So he had this vendetta. So that's how the story plays out. It's just him, like, finding this dude over and over again and just, like...
Torturing the shit out of him.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. Did you ever see Law Abiding Citizen with Gerard Butler?
Yes. It was just like that.
Yeah, remember he catches that dude and he shoots him up full of adrenaline, just starts cutting him up.
Yep.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
That movie was crazy.
I like that movie.
I remember watching it in high school. I'm like, damn, it doesn't get any better than this. This movie fucking rocks.
Yeah. I like that movie a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sure other people will argue differently. I mean, actually, let's pull it up.
That's what,
what were the reviews for it?
Isn't Jamie Foxx in that movie?
Yes, he is. He was the detective.
The lawyer.
Yeah, he was the dude's lawyer.
Yep.
I don't know what the legal term for what his position was, but...
Gerard Butler is an honorable family man until the day his wife and daughter are murdered in a home invasion. He hopes for justice. But a rising prosecutor, Jamie Foxx, cuts a deal with one of the killers in exchange for a testimony. 10 years later, the man is found dead, and Shelton Cooley admits his guilt.
What the fuck? It only got 26% on Rotten Tomatoes, but a 7.5 on IMDb.
So where's the truth? What about in the Rotten Tomatoes? Did the fans like it?
Oh, fans loved it.
Yeah. That's what I gauge it off of. Like, if the people liked it.
I never understood, like, the fucking, the critic side. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah,
like, how the fuck, it's like, almost always different.
Yeah. Yeah, they're inverses of each
other. Exactly. Like, I don't understand. You know, like, there'll be, like, movies that, like, oh my god, the critics are like, wow, like, what a cinematic masterpiece. And then, like, the audience is just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, 20, this is boring as shit.
20%.
Yeah.
But then, like, it'll get, like, a 70 from, like, the fucking...
Yeah, like, fuck. There's a... Goddamn. There's this Christian Bale movie where he plays a cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
Brokeback
Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo. very boring. It was one of like, it wasn't like, I'm going to say it's one of the worst movies I watched just because it was so slow.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, it's cinematic. It's all this. I'm about to see how Rotten Tomatoes. Damn. Hostiles.
Pulling it up right now.
Hostiles from 2017. What did Rotten Tomatoes give it?
I pulled up The Last Airbender.
Fuck, dude. Both people liked it. 71, 75. I guess I'm just a hater.
Oh, the cowboy movie?
Yeah. Dude, it was so boring.
The Last Airbender got 5%.
Based.
From the critics and 30% from the audience. That's when you know it's bad, bad.
Yeah.
When everyone agrees, like, this movie is shit.
Or how bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, it's funny, you know, before Marvel was, like, really Marvel, you know, like, Rotten Tomatoes, the critics would be like, this movie's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You know, like, fuck Spider-Man. Then, you know, the fan scores loved it. And you're like, yeah, it's a fucking superhero movie, bro. You don't go to it to, like, you know, see what fucking cool pushes, pulls, cinematography shit. You're seeing fucking Spider-Man do Spider-Man shit.
So, I just pulled up Rotten Tomatoes Top 100. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just going to read off the ones that are, like, 2010 and up.
Okay.
At number 5, Black Panther, 96% fresh.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
That's 2018. Parasite, 2019.
That movie rocked.
98%.
Dude. That movie rocked.
Yeah, Parasite was so fucking good.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing Endgame. Ugh. Knives Out got a good, really good...
Did you see Knives Out?
I think I did. That was like the murder mystery, right?
Yeah, with James Bond.
Daniel Craig, yeah.
Yeah. And Lake Heath.
Us got 93%. Toy Story 4. Lady Bird?
Oh, that's with Timothy Chalamet.
I don't know.
That's like a coming of... That's like an art school, art ho, like, coming of age movie.
Got you. It's like she makes it.
It's, ugh.
Oh, okay. Lame. Mission Impossible Fallout.
Which one was Fallout? Was that with Henry Cavill?
2018.
That had to be the one with Henry Cavill. That one was good.
I think so.
Yeah, that movie rocked.
Black Klansman, that was really good.
That was, my only beef with Black Klansman was like, you know, we were up front, so I had like the chameleon eyes trying to watch. But yeah, that movie was good.
That movie's good. Get Out.
Also good.
The Irishman. I never finished it. I need to finish it.
It's long. It's another like 2.5-hour
long movie.
It's still pretty good.
Mad Max, Fury Road.
Mad Max. All right, I'm Mad Max.
Dude, they need to fucking... Dude, whatever happened to the... I thought there were rumors of a sequel.
That's what I thought. And they were going to do a spinoff. Ours is the sequel to spinoff with Charlie Theron or whatever the fuck her name is.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
That was good.
Moonlight?
Oh, that won an Academy Award.
I don't even know what that's about. Look it up right now.
Yeah, you know.
One man's story to offer a remarkable and brilliantly crafted look at the lives too rarely seen in cinema. That doesn't tell me anything.
But what does it mean?
I don't know. It's drama, LGBTQ.
Yeah.
Let me see what else is on here. Roma.
I know that title, but I know it's a foreign film.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know Roma. Wonder Woman, 2017.
That got good reviews?
Yeah.
Wait, sorry, Wonder Woman, not the sequel.
No. Not the 1917 or whatever.
Yeah.
1946 or whatever.
Yeah.
Nah. A Star is Born, is that the one with Lady Gaga? And mm-hmm.
Damn, who would have thought a singer, playing a singer would be so good?
Mm-hmm.
Inside
Out,
the Disney movie.
I think so.
Yeah, I liked Inside Out.
Yeah, Inside Out.
Ooh, rah.
A Quiet Place. I liked A Quiet Place.
Oh, with Jim from The Office.
Yep. Mm-hmm. With the non deaf zombies.
Yes.
Non deaf aliens.
Yes.
One Night in Miami.
That came out. Last year, true. Or 2019?
Oh, get another phone call.
What's up?
Yo.
Still on the pod?
Yeah, you're on again.
Oh,
what's up? Hello?
Did you hang up?
No, just got bad reception.
Anyways, one night Miami, eighth grade. What the fuck?
I don't even know what that is.
Look smart. Logan. Logan was good.
Yo, Logan fucked. That was good.
Hell yeah. Portrait of a Lady on Fire, Coco, Dunkirk.
Dunkirk.
The Last Jedi. Yeah. That was the first of the new trilogy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was really good.
The second one of the new trilogy.
Second and third ones fucking tanked it. Fucking hated that shit.
That shit was ass.
Shape of Water. Is that the one where she fucks the fish man?
Yeah, the deaf chick fucks the fish guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok. Spotlight.
Didn't see that one.
The Farewell. Selma.
Maybe Arrival. Got a bad romance.
The Favorite.
Yeah. All the you're I don't know any of these anymore.
Marriage Story. The Big Sick.
Oh, Marriage Story? ScarJo and Adam Driver.
No idea.
Yeah.
Star Wars? The Force Awakens? Really?
No, wasn't the Force Awakens?
No, that was the first one.
Yeah, Last
so
Jedi.
The Last Jedi is 2017. So that was the eighth one?
That was the last one, right? Because I don't remember. Yeah. The new trilogy sucked. We can just chop that.
I like the first one of the new trilogy. That was it.
Yeah.
Gravity. Boyhood.
Gravity.
Leave No Trace. The Invisible Man. 12 Years a Slave. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Argo. Soul.
That's Ben Affleck.
My Ratings, Black Bottom.
Argo.
Argo?
Yeah, Ben Affleck was in that one.
Ben Affleck. Oh, yeah.
He plays such a convincing alcoholic. It's crazy.
It's almost like he is one.
Yeah.
Manchester by the Sea.
Casey Affleck.
La La Land.
Ryan Gosling.
Spider-Man Far From Home. I like Tom Holland as Spider-Man.
All right. Do you
but
see
Tobey they're... Maguire has a special place in my heart.
Yeah. Do you see they're doing an Uncharted movie?
Yeah.
Oh, bro. Now they're going to. So, Uncharted movie and okay. Another video game they're making?
Yeah.
Halo.
Paramount. Oh, they're bringing Halo back.
Halo Plus is doing like a series.
Hmm.
What'd I say? Paramount. Yeah. Paramount Plus is doing a Halo series.
Okay.
They showed a trailer for it Sunday and gotta say, doesn't look great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. Master Chief.
1917. What movie is that? Is that the tank movie?
Yeah, we saw that. No, 1917 is the World War One movie. You, me, and DK saw it. It's the movie that looks like it's shot all in one take.
Yeah.
We saw that.
That was good.
That was probably like one of the last movies I saw before COVID.
Yeah,
really,
I like that one.
Yeah, that movie was awesome. Just like, you know, the way it was shot was so cool.
One of those series that I wanted to catch up on was War of the Apes or Planet of the Apes.
The new ones?
Yeah, the new ones. Yeah, I wanted to catch up
Get
on
your
that.
Paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Baby Driver. Baby Driver's up there. That's nice. Spider-Man Homecoming.
That was right before Kevin, the fall of that guy.
Kevin Spacey?
Yeah, Kevin Spacey. Thank you. I was about to say Kevin Costner. I'm like, that's not right.
No, Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, yep. Yeah, before all that came out.
So. Touching boys.
And
little boys.
Then he said he was gay, thinking that would kind of just brush it all over. Very odd. Yeah.
Yeah, right? I think it's like one of those, like,
yeah,
the community will come to my aid.
No, dude, you're touching boys.
It's an underage child.
Yeah. Yeah, gross. I don't want to talk about that.
Nope.
On lighter things, all 20 of our listeners, go listen to this podcast my friend put out called Ditch League Fantasy Baseball Pod. Just fucking plug that name right into Spotify.
What is that about?
Let's see.
Sports podcast.
In this first episode of Ditch League Fantasy Baseball Podcast, David, Anthony, and Webster debate top 10 players for 2022 fantasy baseball season.
So, oh, okay. Oh, cool. So you like showed up as a guest?
No, my friend did it. Three friends who love fantasy baseball. Listen to us rank, reminisce, joke, and you win your league. Yeah, not me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, different Anthony.
Oh, okay.
But my friend Webby does it.
Webby showed up. He came on as a call-in guest one time.
He did?
I think so.
Webby? Maybe. don't know.
It was like episode is he black?
No, that's Wilder.
Oh, Wilder. Okay, yeah. Wilder. Okay, I got the W's mixed up.
Yeah, that's Wilder. Now, Webby, he was the last wedding I went. His wedding was the last wedding I went to.
True.
Yeah, so if you're one of our listeners and you like baseball and fantasy, or don't, just, you know what, give him 5 stars. Tell him we sent you.
There you go.
Cool.
Share the love.
Share the love,
all
folks.
20 of you.
Yep, all 20 of you. Well, I'm pretty sure 19, because I think Webby's one of our listeners. Yeah. So, yeah. And while you're at it, go listen to Andrew Thill's podcast, too. Sorry, folks, while I pull up his.
Debt Free with Andrew T.
That's it. Thank you. Sorry, I'm a shitty friend, Andrew. Yeah. I think we're about an hour. I'm kind of pawed out.
Oh, no. Do you have a dude of the week? Well, there, guy?
Oh, yeah. My dude of the week is a restaurant. It's
Chutzpah?
No. Raffaginos.
Italian spot?
Yeah, by not Hard Times Cafe. What's that other burnout place people go to?
Mike's American.
One more. Glory Days. It's by Glory Days in the ABC.
Okay.
In that shopping center, it's right in the corner.
Oh, by the Safeway.
Yeah.
Like
where the cheap gas is.
Yeah.
So
there's right off of Old Key Mill.
Yes. So there's an Italian joint called Raffaginos or something like that.
Okay.
Dude, phenomenal.
Really? I got a spot. I've been here before. Really good. Chow Osteria out in Centerville.
Okay.
I think they're like the top rated in Virginia. One of the best.
Okay.
Yeah.
The best. Awesome.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, that's what we're going for on Valentine's Day.
Galentine's Day coming up. Yeah, that's my do of the week. Raffaginos.
True.
What about?
What did you have there? Deep dive it.
So it's like veal parm.
Okay. Did you get your escargot? I know you were on the hunt.
No, they had they didn't have escargot, but they did buffalo mozzarella balls wrapped in prosciutto.
Ooh.
And cooked in like their house vinaigrette.
Ooh.
Ooh. So good. Like, nice. This place was awesome. Like the wait staff, like everyone was like there were no teeny boppers working the wait staff.
Yeah, they're like professional. They're like, and even if they were, they were trained well.
Yeah. It was like, you know, my water glass never got half full.
That's awesome, dude, man. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a restaurant and I'm just like fucking sitting there like,
yeah,
parched as fuck. And they're like, dude, how's your meal? You know, at the end.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, how was everything?
Like, dude, this place was so like, it's set up so European. Like, I went with my sister. And, you know, we finished our meal. We're sitting there for like 30 minutes kind of waiting for our check.
Mm-hmm.
And just nothing's happening. And one of the waiters comes by. He's like, hey, like, just so you know, like, you have to ask for your check. If not, we'll just leave you alone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Uh-huh. So, it was some of the best Italian I've ever had.
That's like old school Italian, though, because, like, you know, like, dinner can run for, like, 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Dude, it's tiny. It's a tiny little place. It's probably, like,
size of this basement.
Yeah, size of this basement. Just, you know, knock down that wall, push it back a little bit. Yeah,
like, 20 tables tops.
Yeah. It's tiny, but, dude.
That's awesome.
Immaculate. So good. Like, I think I'm going back for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, man, check out this the spot that I'm going to. What's it called again? Weeks. Chow Osteria.
Chow Bell.
It's right by Iron Age.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like one shopping center over.
Okay.
It's like Centerville, Chantilly, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're really good. They do a lot of old school stuff there too, so it's dope.
Nice. Sorry, Iron Age Centerville. Beep boop beep boop beep boop bop. You got a dude of the week?
Dude of the week?
There it is, Chow Osteria. Got him.
No, I would say my cousin Todd, man.
Like, shout out Todd.
Yeah, like lately we've been hanging out a lot more often. Mm-hmm. You know, since I'm home a lot now.
Yeah.
And I told him, I was like, dude, you come over whenever the fuck you want. But he's, you know, he's always a blast to hang out with. He's a hilarious ass dude.
Oh, wait, actually, I think he's going to be here in like 10, 20 minutes.
Sick. Oh, we get carbonara? Sign me up. I'm peeping the menu.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah, dude. This shit's good. I think I met the owner one time, too. I think we went to the, I think we went to a club together. But yeah. Yeah, man. Shout out Todd, man. He's just, you know, he's just great company.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's just, you know, he's a good, you know, through and through, he's just a good person at heart. You know?
Okay. He is a good dude.
Yeah. Like, he'll come over, like, shit, I'll tell him, you know, he's like, what's for dinner? And I'll tell him what I'm cooking. He'll come by and he'll bring all of his own shit, too. So he, like, you know, helps me out with, like, cutting costs and stuff.
Oh, awesome.
You know, because, you know, he keeps in mind that, like, you know, I haven't worked seriously in, like, you know, 6 months. So I really appreciate him for that.
Yeah. What a good dude.
Yeah. Whoa there guy. I don't really have any whoa there guy. I guess my whoa there guy is just going to be me. I got the gambling bug, and I was just, like, throwing out, like, 5, 10, 5, 5, 10.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I lost, like, $100 in 2 days.
Happens.
Yeah.
It
is what it is.
I don't really have a whoa there guy. I guess winter. I'm fucking tired of being cold. I'm ready for spring.
Yeah. I guess, like, a little warmer. Like, that spring weather.
Yeah.
Sweater weather.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'd like to shed my fucking ski jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been wanting to go snowboarding, man.
I need to. I got all the gear for it.
Yeah.
I'd have no excuse. Well, minus, like, skis and snowboards, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got, like, brand spanking new snowboard. Never touched it. Never used it once.
Yeah, we should go to... What's that fucking place? Liberty?
There's Liberty. Whitetail. Yeah. There's a bunch.
Yeah, we should go up to Liberty before the season's over.
I would like to, but, you know, I don't know what my schedule's looking like. And I've got, like, a bunch of stuff to study for. So, hopefully, next year, when I have a job and I can afford this stuff.
Nerd.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think that's about it, man.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Shit. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for taking a listen.
Hold on. I'm going to play us out.
Dude, we're going to get shut down.
It's a parody, folks.
Oh my god. Dude, do you remember how popular this song when it first came out?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I had a cousin.
Yeah.
He memorized the whole dance.
Really?
Yes, he had
it
down.
He was a little monster.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, dude, he was like Lady Gaga's biggest fan.
That's awesome.
He had like all of her songs like down by heart. It was awesome. Wow. Anyways. Bye guys.
Bye folks.
Love you.
We love you.